This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB.
Okay, this is part two of Getting Started with VoiceOver on the Mac. Now, for those of you that missed part one last week, firstly, where were you? Secondly, here's a quick rundown of what I covered. VoiceOver is a screen reader built into every Mac operating system, much like Narrator on Windows. To start VoiceOver, hit Command and F5 on your keyboard. Now, depending on how your Mac is set up, you may need to hold down the Function key as well. The Function key is located on the very bottom left corner of your keyboard and marked FN. To navigate around using VoiceOver, you need to hold down the modifier keys, called the VO keys, and press the left or right cursor keys. The VO keys are the control and option keys located to the right of the function key. If you're using a more recent version of a Mac operating system such as Sierra, you can choose to use the caps lock key as your VO key instead. To activate an item or open a file, you hit VoiceOver spacebar. Okay, with me so far? Good. The next thing I want to show you is the VoiceOver utility. This allows you to change how VoiceOver works. To open VoiceOver utility, hold the VO keys and press F8. And remember, anytime I mention using one of the function keys, F1 to F12, on most Macs by default, you're going to need to hold down the FN key as well, the function key at the bottom left corner.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver, you are currently on a table. To enter this table, press Control, Option, Shift, Down Arrow.
Now, as I mentioned last week, one major concept of VoiceOver you need to get your head around is interaction. If I navigate around the VoiceOver Utilities window, you'll see there's three main areas.
Toolbar.
The toolbar, which in this case actually is pretty much empty, only contains a search box.
Utility Categories, Table, General, Selected.
A sidebar, which VoiceOver announces as the Category Table. And if I continue to VO right arrow, it will take me to the next area, which contains the options for whatever category I pick from that table.
Speak the following greeting after login.
There we go. Now, say I want to check my Braille settings. I would need to go to the category table.
Utility categories, table, general, selected.
And to see what items are inside it, I need to interact with it. So that's VO shift down arrow.
In utility categories, table, general, selected. Row 1 of 10.
Now to go through the different categories, I'm just going to hit VO down arrow.
Verbosity.
And if I keep pressing VO down arrow.
Speech. Navigation. Web. Sound. Visuals. Commanders. Braille.
That's the one I want, so I can stop interacting now by hitting VO shift up arrow.
Out of utility categories, table. Braille. Selected.
Now when I VO right arrow, I will see options for Braille.
Layout, selected, tab, 1 of 2 displays, tab, 2 of 2, Braille display, no display detected.
Again, as I said before, interaction is a fundamental of VoiceOver, and it takes some getting used to, especially if you're coming over from Windows. But as with anything, the more you use it, the more you get used to it. There's a whole lot of settings in the VoiceOver utility. You can change things like the voice, verbosity, and generally how VoiceOver behaves. It's definitely worth a look. Now, last week I was showing you how to navigate a web page, so let's get Safari back up. To do this, I'm going to hit Command Spacebar to bring up the Spotlight search and type Safari, then hit Enter. Again, I'm back on the audio.pizza website, so I need to interact with the web content.
Audio Pizza, more than just a soundbite, web content.
VO shift down arrow to interact.
In link, skip to content.
Last week I used just the VO left and right arrows to navigate each item, but if you've got a trackpad, you can navigate around a website much like you would on VoiceOver on an iPhone or an iPad. To do this, you need to turn on Trackpad Commander. Hold down the VO keys and do a clockwise rotor gesture on your trackpad. You know the one, like you're turning an invisible dial.
Trackpad Commander on.
Now you can just flick and double tap on your trackpad like you're using a iOS device.
Heading level 1, visited, link, audio pizza, more than just a sound by end of banner. Heading level 2, link, Reaper basics, tracks, media and Osara configuration.
You can even use a rotor gesture on your trackpad like you would on iOS. Just select what you want and then swipe up or down.
Window spots. Words. Characters. Navigation. Landmarks. Web spots. Form controls. Headings.
Now if I keep swiping down, it will jump through the headings.
Heading level 4. Keyboard shortcuts. Heading level 2. Link. Online security. Keeping all parts private.
So that's another way you can navigate around, and if you're coming from VoiceOver on an iOS device, it may feel slightly more natural. And you can use this not only for web browsing, but for navigating anywhere else on the system. Another way is called Quick Nav. To toggle this on or off, press the left and right arrow keys at the same time.
Quick Nav on.
Now with Quick Nav on, you don't have to hold the VO keys. You can just press the left or right arrow to move to the next or previous item.
Heading level 2, link. Reaper Basics, Tracks, link. May, 6, by. Link. Garth Humphreys.
You can also cycle through your rotor options by hitting the right arrow and up arrow at the same time to go clockwise, or the up and left arrow to go counterclockwise.
Form controls. Web spots. Landmarks. Navigation. Characters. Words. Window spot. Links. Headings.
Now if I just press the down or up arrow, I will jump to the previous or next heading.
Heading level 2. New tech. What's hot and what stinks? Heading level 2. Link. Talking media. Movies. TV and books. The VI options.
Another bonus with using Quick Nav is that you can use single key navigation. So you know the kind of thing like hitting H to jump to the next heading or B to jump to the next button. But for this to work, you need to turn the option on. It's under the Quick Nav tab, in the Commander category, in the VoiceOver utility. And finally, the next option I'm going to show you is one of my favourites. It's the Item Chooser and the Rotor Option Chooser. So if I hit VO and I...
Item Chooser menu.
I get a text list of every item that's on the screen at the moment. Every button in the toolbar, every link in a web page, everything. I can just use the up and down arrow keys to go through the list.
Audio pizza, more than just a soundbite, web content. Toolbar item palette. Go back, button. Go forward, dimmed, button. Sidebar, button.
Or if I'm looking for something in particular, I can just type the first few letters. For example, if I type REAP.
Link, Reaper Basics, Tracks, Media and Authora Configuration. Link, Reaper Tutorial. Visited, link, Reaper.
It gives me a list of everything relating to Reaper. I can move up and down through each item and hit enter to jump directly to it. It's great! Now similar to this is the Rotor Options Chooser. If I hit VOU.
Headings menu.
Again, I get a text list, but this time I can choose the category. So if I move left or right.
Form controls menu. No items in web spot menu. Landmarks menu. Window spot menu. Links menu.
Okay, so now if I move up or down, I will go through a list of links.
Link. Skip to content. Visited. Link. Auto pizza. Visited. Link. Home. Link. Search.
So let's see a list of headings. If I hit the left arrow a few times.
Windows. Landmark. No item. Form. Headings menu.
Now I can just down arrow through a list of headings and hit enter to jump directly to the one I want.
Heading level 1. Visited. Link. Auto pizza. Heading level 2. Link. Talking media, movies, TV and books, the VI options.
These two methods work really well. If you're familiar with a website and you know exactly what you're looking for, it can make it really easy. And don't forget, all of these options, the trackpad, commander, the quick nav and these lists can all be used not only for web browsing, but anywhere on the system. Okay, that's it. I'm out of time again. I've only been able to show you the very basics of VoiceOver on the Mac, but hopefully it's enough to get you started. It is a very powerful and full-featured screen reader, so it is going to take a while to get to grips with it. So remember, try not to get too frustrated with it, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Good luck.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.